Did you know, Dawn, that infants prefer their mother's voices to that of other females? And that they will change their behavior in order to solicit her voice?
Sounds reasonable to me.
Okay, but did you know that a fetus can distinguish its mother's voice from that of other females before it's even born?
I'm not sure I follow. I mean, how could anyone possibly detect that?
By listening to the heart. Fetuses at term were played recordings of their mothers reading a poem, as well as recordings of a female stranger reading the same poem. The fetus's hearts accelerated when they heard their own mother's voices, but actually decelerated when they heard the voice of the female stranger. The recordings lasted 2 minutes, but the effects on the fetus's hearts went on for several minutes beyond the recordings.
That's pretty interesting, but so what?
The what is that the experience in the womb seems to affect newborn preferences and behavior. Not only that, the fetus's recognition of their mother's voices proves that fetuses are capable of learning. This all leads scientists to believe that the process of learning language may begin before birth. Perhaps that infants are so quick to pick up on language shouldn't be surprising. They've had some experience with language before they were born. In fact, their speedy grasping of language may not be due to some innate ability hardwired into the brain. It may be due instead to information the fetus began accumulating in utero.
This moment of science came from Indiana University with underwriting from the Office of the Vice President for Research. Today's program was prepared by Michelle Ross with help from Susan Jones in psychology. We'd like to have your comments and ideas for future programs. Our email is amos@indiana.edu. Hundreds more moments of science are on our website at amos.indiana.edu. For A Moment of Science, I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.